Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you.
Oh, I'm bad. Amazing way.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is, you know, chief economist for the NFIB and former head of the entire School of Business at Temple University, and school's never been the same since he left, since he retired. He's the guy, ladies and gentlemen, who produces the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism for the last 42 years, started it right out of elementary school, and he's here with another report, as he has been doing now for 15 years. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir.
It's good to have you back, and thank you for 15 years of great support of our show, all the things that we're doing, my audience, and your great work. So,
well, you're famous, so it's an honor to be on your show.
Yeah, right. Bill, thanks for being here. What about a little bit of good news compared to last month? I mean, last month really scared me, Bill. You scared me. All 10 indicators down, turned around a little bit this month, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Well, we knew that probably wouldn't last very long. You know, you get those little spurts. So the index rose almost a point and a half to 98.3. Now, that is virtually identical to the 42-year average, so we're kind of right at the 42-year average of the index, which is good. It's still below the December reading, which was 100.3. We just, you know, it's the only reading that we got that even came near 100, you know, during the entire recovery period. So that's kind of so it's kind of good to see the thing keep moving forward. It's just that, there's, as we said before, there's been no surge in, and there's been no
6 years
moment of joy. No
6 years we've had a we've been in a recovery for 6 years.
Yeah, but one, you know, clawing forward rather.
Recoveries aren't supposed to last that long. Expansions are supposed to take over after a recovery, aren't they?
Right. So, you know, we could basically say, hey, we've recovered now. But, you know, but we haven't had any joyous moments where, you know, the index really
soared. There's no spiking in the end zone, is
there? 110 or, you know, none of those.
Yeah. Yeah, no question. Yeah. Well, you know, people are still dour. I mean, the people, when I do my little online poll that's you know, not anything compared to yours, but when I do that little poll, people are still not, I mean, I can only get, like, the most I can ever get of people who say that they're excited about what's going on, the largest number I've ever gotten was 25%.
Yeah. Well, in this last survey, in the May survey, 16% of the owners said they think the economy will be better 6 months from now than it is today, but 19% said they think it'll be worse. So that's kind of where we've been. That's, you know, you net that out, that's kind of a net negative number. More think worse than better. Not a very positive outlook, you know, so it's not, you're not going to run out and double the size of your business with that kind of a view about where the economy's going.
And so, you know, wouldn't you think that the people who are in charge of the policy would say, okay, we've heard tell that small business is a big deal to the economy, and as it currently stands, they're not very excited, so let's look over here at this other indicator. Oh, the economy's struggling. The economy's lagging for 6 years now. Why don't we try an experiment? Why don't we do some things to get out of the way of small business? And let's just see if they've got what they say they got. Wouldn't you think that it would be, after 6 years, it would be time to try that?
Yeah, you would think. It depends on what it is you're trying to accomplish, you know.
And yeah.
Don't forget, our number one problem is global warming.
Climate change. Our number one, our most pressing immediate challenge. He called it an immediate challenge.
Right.
We're being sarcastic, folks. Bill and I are
the other
good
thing,
at this.
Of course, is redistribute income. So,
yeah.
You know, and of course, policies that redistribute income, we know from history, are not conducive to economic growth.
That's right.
they discourage the people who produce the jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good idea.
You know, Bill, there's something else. President Obama, and we're talking about President Obama's policies here, folks. They're anti-business. There's no question about it. I mean, this is not an attack on him personally or his party. This is on his policies. I will attack his policies because they have been anti-business, and they've worked. As anti-business policies, they have worked. But, Bill, I'm afraid, and I mean this, folks, I'm afraid that over the next 18 months, we're going to say we haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah, could be.
He's got his legacy to deal with.
The last gasp, you know, to try to make things work. But, you know, but if he goes out and things aren't working very well after he's had 8 years,
but there's
pretty hard to blame Bush for that.
The Wall Street Journal reported this week that he's got a whole new slate of environmental, executive orders he's going to be putting out.
That he does. He's going to try that, and Congress will start pushing back.
I hope so.
We'll see what happens.
Because all that's anti-business. Stay with us, folks. Bill Dunkelberg and I.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.